At the top of the news this Sunday evening, Pope Benedict XVI called on Catholic and other aid agencies today to spare no effort in securing necessary food and medical supplies to the scores of thousands of civilians who fled Sri Lanka's northern war zone. The Pope's appeal came as the Tamil Tiger rebels conceded defeat in the more than quarter-century-old civil war, after launching waves of suicide attacks in an attempt to repel government forces' final assault. President Mahinda Rajapaksa had declared victory over the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam the day before, even as combat raged in the island's northeast, and the military said it was freeing the last of thousands of trapped civilians. By midday Sunday, the military said troops had freed all the civilians being held by the Tigers inside an area that was less than a single square kilometer. A total of 72,000 people had fled the area since Thursday of this past week.
Chiedo inoltre alle istituzioni umanitarie, comprese quelle cattoliche, di non lasciare nulla di intentato per venire incontro alle urgenti necessità alimentari e mediche dei profughi.
Speaking to pilgrims ahead of this Sunday's Regina Caeli address, Pope Benedict XVI called on humanitarian agencies, including Catholic organizations, to leave nothing untried in their efforts to secure refugees' access to life's basic necessities.
Ed elevo le mie preghiere al Signore affinché affretti il giorno della riconciliazione e della pace.
The Holy Father entrusted the whole country of Sri Lanka to the protection of the Virgin Mary and asked God to hasten the arrival of full reconciliation and lasting peace. Pope Benedict also reflected on his recently concluded pilgrimage to the Holy Land, saying he had gone in order to serve the causes of Christian unity, interreligious dialogue with Jews and Muslims, and peace building in the region.
La storia della salvezza comincia con l'elezione di un uomo, Abramo, e di un popolo, Israele.
The Pope said the Holy Land is a symbol of God's love for his people and for the whole of humanity, and also a symbol of freedom and peace as God wills it for every one of his children. He went on to say that history has made the Holy Land the symbol of divisions and never-ending conflict among brothers. The Holy Land, said Pope Benedict, has become a sort of fifth gospel, as some have called it, which, by virtue of its history, can be considered a microcosm that sums up humanity's tiring journey toward the kingdom of justice, love, and peace.
Regina Caeli letare, alleluia.
Quia quem meruisti portare, alleluia.
Resurrexit sicut ixit, alleluia.
Ora pro nobis Deum, alleluia.
Following the Regina Caeli prayer, the Pope greeted pilgrims in many languages, including English.
I warmly greet all the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors present for this Regina Caeli prayer. Into this gospel, Jesus invites his disciples to remain in his love by their love for one another. These words of the risen Lord have a special resonance for me as I reflect on my recent pilgrimage to the Holy Land. I ask all of you to join me in praying that the Christians of the Middle East will be strengthened in their witness to Christ's victory and to the reconciling power of his love. Through the prayers of Mary, Queen of Peace, may the Christians of the Holy Land, in cooperation with their Jewish and Muslim neighbors and all people of goodwill, work in harmony to build a future of justice and peace in those lands. Upon them and upon all of you, I invoke an abundance of Easter joy in Christ, our Savior.